Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Apollo 13 by Jim Lovell. Co-written with Jeffrey Kluger and originally published as Lost Moon, is a non-fiction account of the 1970 NASA mission that failed to land on the moon but succeeded in returning its crew alive after a severe spacecraft malfunction. The book combines memoir, space history, and technical crisis narrative, drawing on Lovell as mission commander while also reconstructing the work of astronauts, engineers, and flight controllers. Its purpose is not only to recount a dramatic survival episode, but also to explain how a complex technological system was managed under extreme uncertainty. The narrative follows the mission from preparation and launch through the oxygen tank explosion, the improvised use of the lunar module, the return trajectory, re-entry, and splashdown. It is valued for placing readers inside both the spacecraft and mission control, showing how training, discipline, communication, and practical ingenuity shaped one of the best-known emergencies in human spaceflight. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, commander-level perspective on a failed lunar landing that became a survival mission. A distinctive feature of Apollo 13 is that the central account comes from Jim Lovell, the commander who had to interpret the crisis from inside the spacecraft rather than from later institutional distance. This perspective matters because the mission changed identity almost instantly. The original objective was a lunar landing, but after the oxygen tank explosion, the goal became preserving life, stabilizing the spacecraft, and returning to Earth. Lovell and Kluger present this shift as more than a change in mission plan. It forced the crew to abandon the emotional and professional expectations attached to reaching the moon and to concentrate on immediate survival tasks. The book, therefore, shows command as a discipline of attention. Lovell had to absorb incomplete information, remain useful to mission control, and help prevent fear from degrading crew performance. This viewpoint also gives the narrative an unusual balance. It respects the technical complexity of Apollo hardware, while emphasizing what it felt like to be dependent on that hardware when it began to fail. The result is a mission history shaped by lived responsibility rather than detached admiration. Secondly, the oxygen tank explosion is a cascading systems failure. The book treats the Apollo 13 accident not as a single dramatic event, but as the beginning of a chain reaction across a tightly integrated spacecraft. The explosion damaged the service module and caused the loss of vital oxygen and electrical capacity, which meant that navigation, communications, heating, water use, but EVA and crew survival all became connected problems. This system's view is central to the narrative. A spacecraft is not a collection of separate tools that can fail harmlessly in isolation. It is an environment where power supports guidance. Oxygen supports both breathing and fuel cell operation, and temperature affects equipment reliability. Lovell and Kluger used the crisis to make this interdependence understandable without turning the book into an engineering manual. Readers see why the crew could not simply fix the original damage and why every choice created trade-offs. Conserving power made the command module cold. Saving consumables required shutting down equipment that would later be needed for re-entry. The explosion therefore becomes a case study in complex failure, where accurate diagnosis, prioritization, and controlled improvisation are more valuable than any single heroic act. Thirdly, using the lunar module as a lifeboat under strict resource limits. One of the most important practical themes in Apollo 13 is the conversion of the lunar module from a landing vehicle into a survival shelter. The lunar module was designed to support two astronauts for a limited period on or near the moon, not to carry three men for the long return to Earth. The book explains why this improvised use was possible and why it was still dangerous. The lunar module had independent power, oxygen, and control systems, but its supplies were finite and its equipment was not configured for the full demands of the emergency. This forced the crew and ground teams to think in terms of resource accounting rather than normal operation. Every amber of power, every quantity of water, and every usable margin of oxygen mattered. The carbon dioxide removal problem is especially significant because it shows practical adaptation at the boundary between procedure and invention. The solution required using available materials to make incompatible systems work together. The episode illustrates a broader lesson of the book: preparation does not eliminate crisis, but deep familiarity with equipment can make improvisation disciplined rather than random. Fourthly, mission control as a distributed decision-making system. Although Lovell is the central figure, Apollo 13 gives major importance to the people on the ground who interpreted telemetry, tested procedures, and converted limited options into workable plans. Mission control appears as a distributed decision-making system rather than a background command center. Flight directors, engineers, specialists, and astronauts in simulators had to work with incomplete information while avoiding actions that might create new hazards. The book shows why communication discipline was as important as technical expertise. instructions had to be clear enough for an exhausted crew to follow in a cold, power-limited spacecraft. Proposed procedures had to be tested quickly, but not carelessly. The relationship between the spacecraft and Houston therefore becomes a model of coordinated problem-solving under pressure. The ground team did not replace the judgment of the crew, and the crew could not survive by acting alone. Their success depended on a feedback loop between observation, analysis, testing, and execution. This emphasis differentiates the book from simpler adventure narratives because it presents survival as an organizational achievement as much as a personal one. Lastly, redefining success after a mission that did not reach the moon, Apollo 13 is built around an apparent contradiction. The mission failed in its stated aim but became one of the most admired episodes in the history of spaceflight. Lovell and Kluger do not erase the disappointment of missing the lunar landing. For Lovell, who had already flown to the moon on Apollo 8 but never walked on it, the lost landing was a real professional and personal loss. Yet the book also shows why Apollo 13 came to represent a different kind of achievement. The safe return of the crew demonstrated the resilience of NASA training, the adaptability of engineers, and the value of calm operational culture. This reframing is important because it avoids a simple triumph narrative. The accident exposed design, testing, and procedural vulnerabilities, but the response also revealed extraordinary competence. The book asks readers to evaluate success by more than the completion of an original objective. In high-risk exploration, success can include preserving human life, learning from failure, and proving that complex institutions can respond effectively when plans collapse. In conclusion, Apollo 13 is best suited for readers interested in space exploration, NASA history, engineering under pressure, aviation, and aerospace risk, or non-fiction survival narratives. It also has clear value for readers who study leadership, operations, and crisis management because it presents decision-making as a practical process rather than a slogan. The book shows how preparation, technical literacy, role clarity, and disciplined communication can make improvisation possible when normal procedures no longer fit the situation. Intellectually, it helps readers understand the Apollo program as both a technological achievement and a human system composed of crews, controllers, designers, and managers. Compared with many space books that focus on grand historical overview or astronaut biography alone, Apollo 13 stands out because it combines first-person authority with a tightly structured crisis narrative. It is not merely about the romance of reaching the moon, and it is not an abstract account of machinery. Its strength lies in showing how a damaged spacecraft, a trapped crew, and a vast support organization became one problem-solving network. That combination of technical realism, human pressure, and historical consequence gives the book a durable place among accounts of spaceflight and modern exploration. If you would like to support Jim Lovell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.